Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, welcome to the program. Phones are open here, and you can join the show. All you have to do is dial in and talk to us about whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There's, as usual, a ton of stuff that we can talk about. But what will we talk about? Honestly, usually right before the show, we don't even know. So you can make the decision for us by
still
calling
trying to figure that one out.
Yeah, by calling in and bringing up anything you want. Well, it's actually been even more challenging this week to do this show because we've been, you included, by the way, Chris, I don't know how you're doing this, but somehow you're taking off time from actually being the normal productive Chris that you normally are, because you have like a whole business you run, so I don't know how you've managed this.
4 hours of sleep, and I do have a little bit of help, so it's not, I'm down an employee, but I still have some help.
You just have Bob, right?
Well,
your partner?
It's, as far as like the main stuff goes, yes, but there's some other people too. So.
Okay, well, that's good. Somehow you've managed to like get your business put on hold, or you've got somebody covering just the bare minimum.
4 hours of sleep. And remember,
you do a lot.
And honestly, it's actually not the business that's, mm-hmm. that's taking up all my time. It's like 3-4 hours worth of like typing up notes, okay, from the trial.
Yeah. You've been taking
because I'm handwriting
notes.
Extensive notes and
blogging it.
And blogging about
it. You should
it.
Hand it off to somebody.
And
you should just like can they read your handwriting?
No, there's no way. Yeah. I can't read my own handwriting.
I was trying to
okay,
help.
I'm summarizing what I'm summarizing like the questions and answers, but
yeah.
I can't
get it all.
I can't get it all, but what I can do is I can get enough, and like they repeat themselves a lot, so I can't. My hand would wear out too fast, so I have to. You know, it's they're accurate, right? They're accurate, and you get a very good idea of what's happening.
You didn't definitely of all the coverage, yours is the most like detailed for sure. It's over at freekeen.com. People can read that. You're talking about the Crypto 6 trial. That's what's been going on all week. That's why this show has been so unusually difficult to do, because by the time we get up, court got out right at 5 o'clock today, and you know, by the time you're done saying goodbye to everybody, and you know, it was 5:25 before I finally was able to pull away from the court. It's about an hour back from Concord to here to Keene, so I mean, it's a half hour before we go on the air, and it's like, okay, I gotta like wash some dishes and then maybe figure out what to talk about here tonight. But tonight, by the way, besides Ian and
Chris,
we also have a special guest co-host here this evening.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Alex. Thank you for having me on.
Your voice will sound familiar to long-time listeners, and I mean long-time listeners of this program. You started listening to Free Talk Live when you were still in high school, and you told me tonight that you're in your 30s now.
Oh, yes. Wow.
So it's been like 15 years at least.
Not just listening, calling in.
Yeah,
so
right.
If you go into the archives, you might hear a frequent caller, Alex from New Jersey.
Alex from New Jersey, that's right. Now you're Alex from New Hampshire because
Indeed.
You moved here, what, like a decade ago? When was it?
So my move for the Free State Project coincided with my freshman year of college, which was mm-hmm. August of 2009.
So you went to college in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I specifically chose the University of New Hampshire, not because of their programs,
that's awesome.
But because I wanted to be here in New Hampshire. And as it turns out, they have a pretty solid engineering and biochem program. So.
Okay, cool. So I didn't know that about
I
you.
Only wish the Free State Project had been like announced on Slashdot before I had to go to college.
yeah.
I was halfway
through. You
went to
college in like 2004, right?
2000 and... I'm trying to think. So I graduated high school in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I guess I'm trying to think like what happened. Because I'm almost sure I was in college when it was like... You know, it might have already started sort of, but it was like, it wasn't until like I was in college that it was like, okay, well, we're going to do this, New Hampshire. I think it was when I was in college that New Hampshire was announced
chosen.
Or something like that.
Ah,
yeah,
okay,
and of course I'm like
two or three years through my study at that point. So it's like, yeah. And of course, at that point, I didn't even think anything was going to happen. It's this, you know, it's like an illusion. It's like something I want, but it's like, what's the chance of it happening? It's never happened. It's a fantasy. It's not real. And at the time, it really wasn't. And, I didn't find out for like another decade almost that it like it actually happened and people moved and there were thousands, and I moved as soon as I could, but I bought a house, I was here very quickly after I found out that it like actually happened. But
well, we're glad you're here, and thank you again for coming out all week this week to this this trial.
I wouldn't miss it.
It's been pretty wild. I mean, it was your first day, Alex. You came out, I think, for the first day today, right?
Yes.
So you've had the benefit of being there for all 4 days so far, Chris. And what is your kind of recap? Do you think it's been pretty positive so far overall towards the defense or what?
You know, it's interesting. So, like, we had today, which we didn't have a response to, we didn't have cross-examination by the defense.
Of Renee. My ex-girlfriend.
So, right. And one of the problems that you have is until you hear the cross-examination, it sounds really, really bad because it's the prosecutor who's sort of leading.
It's their job
make you look bad, right? Yeah. So they go through things really fast. And then of course, the jury isn't seeing the whole thing. And then, of course, when you reread something really slowly, all of a sudden it clicks. That's not what the prosecutor's saying, isn't actually what happened. So then it all of a sudden it makes them look bad, really bad, because now they're liars and thieves. I mean, we already know they're liars and thieves, but it looks like they're liars and thieves to the jury.
Hopefully.
Right? And so I think the last, the first, we're on day four, so the first 3 days of the trial went really well. I don't think you could have. I don't think you could have gotten a better.
Ask for much more.
Yeah, I don't think you could have gotten a better defense for the last 3 days. Today, I think up until Renee, it was great. But of course, I can't really say yet on Renee herself because, I think she actually did a really good job up on the stand.
I think she did. Yeah.
But obviously,
she was terrified from what I heard.
Oh yeah,
I heard rumors.
Oh yeah, she was terrified. Yeah. But she did a great job, and
they had to grant her immunity because otherwise she could have just said, "Yeah, I'm not gonna talk."
Yeah, yeah. It'll be really curious.
She doesn't have a cooperation deal, and they actually addressed that in front of the jury today.
Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see what the defense lawyer responds with as far as Renee, because that's like.
It is going to be interesting.
I'm crossing my fingers, but he's done a really great job on everything else, and hopefully the law is just, on your side, and, you can just be like, oh, yeah, this, law doesn't require any of this, and therefore you're good, but I don't know, we'll see how he does.
And it's another thing, imagine having an immunity deal from the state and still being terrified.
Yeah.
I don't think many people understand just the experience of having the weight of the state upon you.
Yeah.
You have to remember too that this is a pretty full courtroom. I mean, it's not like every.
It's not full.
It's not. I don't want to say it's like
there's
every.
People there.
You're not squished with people, right?
No.
But you've got yourself a jury of 15 people. You got yourself six prosecutors. I don't know if they're all prosecutors, but on the
prosecutor
side,
there's three prosecutors and three assistants.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they filled all of their chairs.
Right. Exactly. Like it's overwhelmingly set up to be against the person accused.
We've got one defendant. Or one defender,
one lawyer,
one lawyer, and one assistant to a lawyer,
right, and then you, and then and then there's all these court people on the sides, and then you've got we had 15, 16 supporters, and then there were some other people.
There were more people on our side today than there were on the Fed's side, I think.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I've been very happy with the turnout. At first I'm thinking nobody's going to turn out today because we thought Fridays were not we're not going to be trial days, and I was pleasantly surprised. We had as many, maybe even more people than yesterday. I think it's going pretty well. People are coming out and supporting you and the Crypto Six, and it seems like, unfortunately, I am very pessimistic about courts and juries.
It's hard to be optimistic about it.
And everything is slanted against the accused.
Honestly, I think you have, you know, you probably have the best defense possible, but we'll see whether or not the jury likes it, you know.
Indeed, indeed. We're going to continue here. One of the interesting things today was the undercover officer was on the stand this morning, and that was definitely a highlight of the day. We can talk a little bit about that coming up. Plus, the Twitter files. We haven't really had a chance to get into this, and Alex, you've been following it pretty closely. The second batch just came out within, like, the last 24 hours, so we'll get into that as well. It's free.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here if you want. to join the show, you can just by dialing in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. As always, phones are open. You can take control of the airwaves here. But we are talking currently about the Crypto 6 hearing that happened today, the trial, I guess, day four, that was pretty ridiculous, as the most of the days have been, with the government's witnesses just kind of falling apart under cross-examination. And it's been fun to watch it happening. It really just showing, Calvin and I were talking on the way home about how they like clearly, like these FBI agents and that the IRS guy that was on today, like there's a certain very polished perspective that they have when they're being questioned by the prosecution. It's almost, you know, they practiced it, right?
Coached.
Like they know,
yeah, coached.
That's
they're coached,
and they know what to say. They've been coached on what to say. And then when Mark Sisti, the defense attorney, gets up there, it's like open season, and he just tears them up. So it's really interesting to
watch
that.
You know what's really interesting is it comes off to me as they're perjuring themselves, too.
Like, well, yeah, and they get real slimy, and they get real shifty, and they get real, like, their faces changed, Calvin was pointing out. Like, they start looking different as well, like scary and awful.
I frequently notice that the people, these people that the government puts up on the, you know, to testify, they're looking at the prosecutors
for cues.
Yeah. For cues.
Of course.
Do you notice any of that in this, in any of these 4 days that we've had so far?
I saw some of it. Yeah.
Some of it.
Yeah. By the way, Bullion Max has a really cool opportunity for you. If you've never purchased from Bullion Max before and you're ready to get into gold and silver, because they are some of the most stable assets in recorded history. And savvy investors know this, and that's why they've been buying them for generations. Of course, inflation is a huge problem out there, and this is a potential solution for you. You can go get your gold and silver from bullionmax.com/FTL without dealing with a salesperson, and your precious metal shipped fully insured directly to your home. It's fast. It's easy, and right now, because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you can get a special offer, which is employee pricing on Bullion Max's Silver Starter Kit. So just go to bullionmax.com/FTL, and you'll get 5 ounces of silver from the world's most popular mints and a free gold back. We, on Free Talk Live, love the gold back. I don't know if I can speak for you, Alex, because you've never hosted before. Are you a gold back fan?
I am.
Okay, good.
I'm a fan of honest money.
Yep, and the goldback is the most useful form of gold as far as being able to spend it. It's pretty awesome. So you get one of those when you buy the Silver Starter Kit. So if you've never had a goldback before, it's a perfect opportunity to get one in your pocket. It's bullionmax.com/FTL. That's bullionmax.com/FTL. As we continue here, we've been talking about the trial that's been going on, the Crypto 6 trial. I am, sadly, the only defendant left of the original 6 people that were arrested in this situation. We heard yesterday from former co-host Chris Reitman, who took the stand, and also Colleen, his wife, she took the stand. And unfortunately, the two of them did sign cooperation agreements with the government. But that said, they weren't the most helpful witnesses to the government. They're definitely still on. I think they would say, I would say they're on the side of freedom, and I think they did pretty good, all things considered.
I would agree. I think I'd say a couple of things. I think Chris did a pretty good job. I think Colleen, she doesn't know what's going on, and so she's being asked questions, and she answers like in a way that like favors the defense, and Chris did a little too, actually, surprisingly. But but then when there was cross examination, she realizes the way she answered was not right. That was not correct. She didn't understand. She may not have really understood the question, right?
Yeah.
And
the prosecutor was to some extent manipulating her.
Right. And so they do this, right? And I don't know if Chris and I doubt Colleen have ever testified for anything before. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
It's a stressful circumstance.
I don't know if either of them have been, maybe Chris has, but I suspect Colleen probably hasn't been to too many court cases to even watch them, so she doesn't even know what to expect.
Yeah, like a deer in headlights, basically.
Right.
Kind of effect. But, you know, I can't say I'm upset with them or anything like that for doing it. I feel bad for them for signing an agreement with the government. I mean, because that's like the worst part about it is having to do their bidding.
So, I think the situation is such that they probably took the right course of action. And I only say that because they didn't take a plea deal. She actually refused the plea deal, but she did. But there was an agreement signed. But the reason that it was actually good to sign the agreement, and I think you'll understand what I'm saying in a second here. I know you're kind of looking at me like, why would I do
it? Let's hear it.
Well, so here's the thing. They can force, they could have been forced to testify either way. Mm-hmm. Once they drop the charges, they can give them immunity, and they'd be forced to testify.
Like they did with Renee.
But the difference is they can't now come back because of the agreement and go after other stuff, whereas they potentially could if they gave them certain immunities and things. Because your agreement it basically expands to anything as opposed to being more limited, right?
Hmm.
So there's actually more protection for them at this point than there would have been otherwise.
I don't know. And they had to pay. That's the worst part about it. They had to pay a lot of money. I don't know if I can say how much, but it was a lot in order for those charges to go away. So they got, even though she didn't end up with a felony,
right,
she got screwed real hard by the government out of this whole quote unquote deal.
I mean, whenever
had
you're
she gone ahead,
going against the government, you're going to get screwed no matter what.
No doubt about it. But had she gone forward as the other defendants who also took plea deals, other ones did. Those charges that three of them took plea deals for were all dropped. The wire fraud charges I got, they were all dropped on me, you know, 1 week before trial. So there's a real good chance they would have been dropped on them, too. Now, maybe they would have had to go to trial on the money transmitter stuff anyway, and this certainly got them out of having to go to trial. So, you know, you never know how it's going to work out. You don't get to compare realities. But I think some of them only had the wire fraud charges, basically. Or maybe that and the money transmitter
thing.
Yeah,
ultimately, I don't think they could have avoided testifying, so I'm not entirely sure. I'm not entirely sure that it.
But they're gonna get immunity anyway if they testify. So it's like, yeah, whatever.
Right, but the immunity would have been more limited. So,
well, it's limited to anything you say during testimony.
Right. Well, except the agreement. When you have an agreement with them, you actually can slip in extra stuff, and that's why it was probably to their advantage to do the agreement, because now all of a sudden they can't go after them for, you know, stuff that might be unrelated to the case. But, you know, and I'll give you an example, right? If you don't do something else that's unrelated to the case quite right, they could potentially go after you for that. And we actually talked about this the lawyers talked about this in the case for Renee, because Renee was, they were concerned, well, what if other states go after them for stuff, right? As just an example, right? So even though she has a meeting maybe at the federal level, she might still have an issue at the state level if another state goes after her. So.
Okay. Now, I don't know what that would be for, but the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160, because a lot of the stuff that they're saying was illegal in this case is completely legal in New Hampshire, so I don't see...
Well, but another state could potentially prosecute under their laws.
Maybe, but she lives in New Hampshire. So anyway, there's more coming up here.
Well, they're going to claim jurisdiction.
You say she stayed extradited?
Yeah, in theory.
There's more coming up here. This is...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com. USA Radio News.
Mysterious ground-shaking booming sounds that reportedly rattled New Jersey homes this week were likely caused by the U.S. Navy doing supersonic testing. The earthquake-like vibrations, felt most intensely in the state's southern section Monday, came as the military branch experimented with an ultra-high-speed aircraft near the Jersey Shore. A three-day search for buried bodies is over after an Iowa woman claimed her late father was a serial killer. The search focused on a property in the southwestern part of the state. The State Department of Public Safety said in a statement Thursday, after exhaustive efforts, no evidence or other items of concern were recovered. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us here, you can bring up whatever you want. And the number for you is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you tonight, Ian.
And Chris.
And Alex.
And, of course, you can bring up anything you want. I know that we're going to get into the chatbot, ChatGPT. What is it? We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Alex also is going to tell us about the Twitter files, which I definitely want to get into. We've been also discussing today's events that happened in the Crypto 6 trial. And I don't think we really got into, we kind of got sidetracked talking about people taking deals from the government, which are usually a raw deal. It's never a good deal.
Faustian bargain.
They screw you any which way they can. But the big news, I think, today was definitely the fact that they called in the IRS undercover agent who came to our crypto meetup in one case and also attended one of our nightcap events here in Keene after having purchased Bitcoin on multiple occasions from me. He then revealed that he was a drug dealer at our nightcap event. Just kind of like dropped it into the conversation.
And,
like,
and to be clear, he's not referring to working for Novartis or GlaxoSmithKline or any of those other drug dealers.
He claimed he was like a heroin dealer or something like that. And he just kind of like throws it out there in the middle of a conversation. It was loud enough to where I heard it. And so the next time he contacted me a few days later asking to buy more Bitcoin, I told him, no, you can't. I can't sell to you. That would be considered money laundering. You know, I know what the laws are, and I know what you're trying to do. Now, you're either a federal agent or you're an idiot. Right? Like, if you're one or the other, and both of those are reasons not to do
it. You know
what's
funny is, he always came off like an idiot, and he did also come off like a Fed, I thought.
Interesting.
But, yeah, bumbling idiot is how he came, especially on the stand, he came off like a bumbling idiot, but...
Yeah, he got torn up by Mark Sisti, I think, during the cross-examination, and ended up looking real shifty, I think was the word that...
Oh, definitely shifty.
Yeah. ...to describe him. So that was pretty entertaining, and he was just like, Mark Sisti made quick work of that guy.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I was thinking, I think he actually admitted with one of his responses that he was entrapping you, like the legal definition of entrapment. I'm not a lawyer, obviously, but... Mm-hmm. I think he actually admitted to
well, we know these guys are never going to get punished for being caught in contradictions or lies or whatever, and it's a shame that this stuff is not on video, because it is so interesting and entertaining to watch Mark Sisti work and have him go, yeah, Alex is nodding his head right now. And like I said, it was your first day in the court. I mean, do you want to kind of give us your recap for what you saw today? Were you there from the morning?
I joined in the afternoon, just after lunch.
Oh, you missed the undercover then?
No.
Oh, that's right. The cross came after lunch. That's right.
The cross was good. Yeah. The scary stuff came a little bit later, I guess, during the day.
But yeah, it was my first time in a federal courthouse.
Oh, sorry. So it's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a lot like a church. They got
you
pews,
noticed that, huh?
And the state is a religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they you know, but anyway,
it's
they,
an evil religion.
Yeah.
Like a lot of religions are peaceful, but not them.
Not them. No. And of course they have their dear leaders on the wall, mm-hmm. and this and that. And I saw they had like a Thomas Paine quote on there about liberty, and I'm just like reading it while everyone's at lunch, just mm-hmm. considering the irony of it all.
Sure.
But they required masks, which
terrible,
was,
isn't it?
Yeah, it was just
the whole time. By the way, they have not been okay. So up until the trial, at every hearing, there has been no mask requirement at all.
Nope.
And then all of a sudden, now it's required.
Something to point out is there. I've been to other hearings at that federal courthouse there, mm-hmm. and they weren't required either. So it's not even like it was specifically like this particular case or this particular judge or anything.
Yeah, it's a show. It's a show for the jury.
I feel like it's to try and keep out the free supporters.
The supporters. That could be as well.
And you want to know why I say that? It's because they implemented the ID requirement, November 30th. So
that will keep some out.
Yeah. So we had four people, I think it was denied, like four people denied for, I think, mm-hmm. ID, and six people for, I think, the masks, because they were refused for masks.
I want to go to the phones here. We got Dan on the line in your former home state, Chris, and yours as well, Alex, of New Jersey. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
How you guys doing? Hey, Ian, hey. You're an absolute hero to the whole freedom movement in the whole world.
I appreciate it.
Just wanted to let everyone know that there's an event going on tomorrow, and Richard Grove is going to be one of our main speakers. Mike
Alex
Alvey,
perked right up. Richard Grove, who is he? I mean, we've had him on before, but for our listeners that don't know, who's Richard Grove?
Well, Richard Grove is from Autonomy, mm-hmm. and Grand Theft World. Goes to Pork Fest every year, and he's, I guess, a forensic historian. And mm-hmm. I would say he's the only one that can rival James Corbett as far as, like, knowing everything.
Okay.
Yeah, my understanding, which could be flawed, is that he was a financial insider right at around 9/11, and he, I think, was supposed to be in the Twin Towers at like a meeting or whatever, and he got stuck in traffic, something like that.
Damn.
Dude is totally solid. He's got a website, Tragedy and Hope. He did an interview with, I'm blanking on the guy's name, but it was the whistleblower before Snowden. About government surveillance.
Okay, yeah.
Excellent. He is an excellent interviewer, and I recommend people check that out.
Okay, good. All right, so, Dan, what's your event called?
Well, if you go to njfreedomfest.com.
Didn't you do one of these last year?
Yeah, we had a big medical freedom fest in April, mm-hmm. and it came out really well.
Okay,
it was
cool.
A great time.
So you're doing another one?
Yeah, so we're doing another one right now, and then Lou Perez is going to be there, and Mike Salvi, they're comedians.
How is freedom in New Jersey going along?
Well, in a weird way, we have concealed carry now because all the lawsuits that happened.
Wait, concealed carry without a permit or concealed carry where you have to ask permission?
I guess it would be with a permit.
Oof. It's a step in the right direction for New Jersey.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a federal case, right? That that required that. It wasn't like New Jersey law that they
got forced into it.
I
think so.
It was a federal case. My friend Daniel DeFrancisco, he's also the president of NJQAS. Mm-hmm. He's the one who led the lawsuit, they basically had to say every Second Amendment law had to be thrown out.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was this summer, right? Wasn't that really recent?
That was very recently. Yeah, that was over the summer. And now we have Neil Schloss, who's already sued the government 3 times and won.
Right. He's the CannaSense guy. We've had him on the show talking about the CannaSense site where people can, from all over the country, order things like cannabis and even mushrooms online, which is pretty amazing. And he's an attorney who really has, researched this stuff, and he believes that what he's doing is completely legal. And amazingly, they haven't actually, thrown him in a jail cell like they just did with those guys in Portland who were selling mushrooms in downtown Portland we heard about last night. So it's a pretty risky area of business to be doing business. I really appreciate the guy's huevos. He's got big ones.
Yes, he does. And right now his lawsuit is now going to the federal government. He's suing the United States of America for $42 million and it has something to do with the drug laws or something like that. But I really wish I could explain it, but it's a little complicated, and he's convinced he's going to win, and he always does win. It's pretty weird.
All right, good. Well, hey, check him out. You said it's happening tomorrow?
Yeah, it's njfreedomfest.com.
Dan, best of luck.
Jordan Page,
yeah, he's great. Best of luck down there, man. I appreciate it. For those of you that are still stuck in New Jersey, it's something you can do. Thank you for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it. But meanwhile, we will be poaching all of the best New Jersey activists here. I have two of them in the same room with me here tonight. The total number of days, or years, I guess, in New Hampshire between the two of you guys is not quite 2 decades, but it's the majority of it. There's more coming up here.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And bring up whatever is on your mind. And coming up tomorrow night after Free Talk Live is over, Beard Talk Live begins at 10:30 Eastern Time. It is our most popular podcast, by the way, now, Beard Talk Live. So if you haven't caught it live, well, you'll have the chance tomorrow night. Oh, sorry, I accidentally left you muted there. Say that again.
Is that beer or beard?
Beard. But I'm sure you could drink a beer while you were listening, and I suspect the guys would mostly support that decision. So Beard Talk Live, that happens 10:30 Eastern on our video streaming platforms, which includes Odyssey. And if you're not yet subscribed to our Odyssey channel, hop on over to video.freetalklive.com. And you can do that there again. So check out Beard Talk Live tomorrow night as we continue here. It's Ian, Chris, and Alex in the studio here tonight. We actually just got a call from an activist in New Jersey talking about an event happening there tomorrow, the NJ Freedom Fest. And both of you guys escaped from New Jersey, and it was a good move because as of the most recent Freedom in the 50 States study at freedominthe50states.org, New Jersey is currently ranked at number 47, which means it is the number 47th most free state of all of the 50 states, as compared to New Hampshire, which is ranked at number 1.
Yeah, I don't need that study to tell me how bad New Jersey was or is. Oh, I already knew.
Yeah, you knew.
You live there long enough, and you kind of figure it out.
And the thing is, too, you can feel it because laws are downstream from culture.
Explain that. What does that mean?
So it's not that the laws are created, and then that is why the culture is the way it is, status. That's backwards. I believe it was Andrew Breitbart who coined that phrase, that politics is downstream from culture,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's this culture of nepotism, this culture of people wanting centralized solutions, wanting regulation that then leads to what New Jersey has.
Doesn't it grow out from the desire to control others, right? Like to see your neighbor live the way you want them to, kind of thing?
I believe a good term for that is an external locus of control.
And as compared to New Hampshire, where there's actually a real, like, leave-me-alone attitude, the people understand that in order. I think inherently a lot of New Hampshire natives get the ideas of liberty, even if they couldn't perhaps attach a principle to it necessarily, like a non-aggression principle like a libertarian might espouse. But they understand the idea that they want to be left alone, so they're going to leave their neighbors alone too, basically. Seems to be a kind of the way of things up here.
Yeah,
and that results in a better system.
There's definitely, I think, more leaning in that direction. Whether or not I would say they're libertarian, that's probably not the case.
I don't think they would say it either.
Yeah,
But they have a sort of a natural lean, as you said, to that. And I said it makes a better system. It's not a good system by any means. I mean, the New Hampshire government sucks too, and they're destroying people's lives as well, and they're putting peaceful people in, you know, behind bars. Just not as many and not as often and not as bad as places like New York and New Jersey.
I will say, though, they're voting for libertarians. So
they are. Knowing it, they're voting for them as
I think you're right.
But Republicans,
they are
Democrats.
They are voting for us. So
yeah, I'll add too. It's not solely the desire to rule others. It's the desire to be ruled.
That's a thing with some people for sure.
Right, and the government exists because there is a market
for that.
To be controlled.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't appeal, and here's the thing I think that's different, is it doesn't appeal to libertarians to, you know, run for office. It's something that's work for us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's something we don't want to do. So, but there is this, there's so much support here, you know, like when you run, like you're going to get pats on the back from like everybody, and you just wouldn't get that anywhere else, right? So there's a little bit of that incentive too, but I mean, it's one of these crazy things where it's like the people, the Democrats and Republicans, they actually want power so they can roll over you because they crave it. So it's kind of weird. So
let's get into this story about Twitter, Alex. It's something you wanted to discuss tonight, the Twitter files. I actually had a story from, I guess it's been about a week. Yeah, actually exactly a week since the New York Post reported on the Hunter Biden laptop bombshell. This was the first big release of Twitter's Twitter files, where Elon Musk has been digging up the dirt on essentially his company prior to his ownership and revealing the truth about what it was really doing behind the scenes. The first big bombshell here is that essentially as a lot of people knew was the case, and like a lot of this stuff is just confirming what other people were already saying was going on. Now you've got the proof. In this case, it was Twitter was purposefully and at the behest of the Biden administration and the FBI suppressing the Hunter Biden story.
Yeah, and I've been participating in some Twitter spaces, the like audio voice chat feature that Twitter has, and I've been listening to the conversations around this. And
the ones that actually feature Elon Musk's
and Kim.com and others. And there's a lot of distraction happening in terms of the conversation and how to interpret what's going on. There's the whole thing, is Twitter a private company, Section 230, all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter. The sticking point here is whether the government leaned on Twitter to ensure that this story could be buried, the Hunter Biden story, mm-hmm. right? If this was coming from official channels within the government, then Twitter is basically a propaganda arm of the state, and it's only private in name only.
Sure. Yeah, and that's been proven now at this point. Now, is there any kind of punishment that will be doled out to the state for doing this? No, of course not, right? Like, they just asked somebody for a favor at a private company. Is there going to be any way of preventing them from doing this in the future? No, not really. It's just information that people should know about. Did this sort of information sink the government in 2013 when Edward Snowden revealed the truth about the NSA? No.
Also, I looked up the guy's name, William Binney.
Who's that?
William Binney is the predecessor to Edward Snowden, and was interviewed by Richard Grove on Tragedy and Hope. It's an excellent...
The whistleblower guy.
Yeah, excellent, excellent interview.
So, I mean, look, this is really interesting information. It's confirming what people knew was probably the truth. as the actual truth, and that is the laptop scandal with Hunter Biden, the crack and, you know, the prostitutes and the evidence and all that stuff that was denied at the time during, you know, 2020's election as fake news, quote-unquote. The mainstream media was helping crush this, by the way. It wasn't just Twitter, right? Like, this was a multi-pronged approach in the mainstream media and also social media to suppress this particular news story because they were worried it was going to hurt Hunter.
It was even being suppressed in direct messages.
Meaning you couldn't share the link with your friends.
Correct.
It would block it.
Privately.
Yeah.
Yes, it would refuse to send.
Well, it's not really private, right? Because they know what you're doing.
direct, not private.
Now, there is Elon Musk has said that they're developing, apparently, a signal, I guess, their protocol for the private messages on Twitter. Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
And even if they do, there's a question of
will it be secure?
Right, like mathematically.
Yeah. So that's part one of these releases, but part two was supposed to come out over the weekend, I think.
Part two did come out.
It was delayed, though, by several days.
Yes. So the first one came out on it was on Twitter. The first part one was Matt Taibbi. His handle is at TAIBBI.
I always wondered how you pronounce that name.
Yeah, Matt Taibbi. So he goes, he posts the thread, and then the part two was supposed to go to Barry Weiss, mm-hmm. and then Barry Weiss said, hey, the reason for the delay was because there were some interesting names popping up, like Baker, like who's this guy Baker, James Baker, and he was the general counsel at Twitter, was. And there seemed to be some type of intentional delay in him, like supposedly vetting the material, and who knows if he's editing the material before sending it. I don't know. Elon Musk claims that he had a conversation with James Baker and found like why is this information being delayed?
Yeah.
And his answer, according to Musk, was unconvincing, and he was exited from the company.
Wow.
And Baker was formerly general counsel for the FBI.
Probably a good firing in that particular case. Musk has really been cleaning house over there at Twitter, and the company seems to be a lot better off for it so far.
And he's been unbanning people. You know, Libs of TikTok is back and many others.
A lot of people are back. They did a general amnesty.
And part three came out an hour ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so breaking news. We'll find out what that's all about coming up here in moments. Do we even say what part two was? Not yet. We haven't even said what part two was. We've got to get to that. we'll talk about part two. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll get to the chatbot AI and what that's.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.